Okay, do whatever you want.
Thanks.
Okay. I declare the meeting open and welcome Damien as a visitor from Terramoney. This is the first meeting that will be recorded, and I'll read this little statement out. So, in accordance with Regulation 141 of the Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being video and audio recorded. By being present at a meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their image and voice may be recorded. Audio recordings are published on the Shire's website following the meeting and may be released upon request to third parties. The meeting recording is not and shall not be taken to be a confirmed record of council or any meeting or discussion to which it relates or may appear to relate. The official record of the meeting is the meeting minutes, which require confirmation by council resolution and must be signed by the person presiding at that meeting. I ask that anyone speaking during the meeting be clear and concise for the purposes of the recording, and when a vote is called, where any dissent is indicated, this be done verbally. I will then verbally confirm the outcome of the vote, noting those for and against the motion. Having said all that, we will discuss it further at the next concept forum so we're all clear on how we're supposed to work. There's no public questions, statement time. Any declarations of interest? Also call for any apologies. We have two.
Yes, Councillor Stone.
Thank you. And we have Councillor Pearce online. Even though it's a little bit scratchy, and Councillor Bagley indicated that he will be here soon. So we'll take him as non-attended at the start. So the first order of business, and bearing in mind this is only a special meeting to consider two issues. Item 5.1, which is the road user agreement variation from Terramoney. We have an officer recommendation, item 5.1. Will someone present move that, please? Thanks, John. Seconded. Melanie. I'll open the item up for discussion or questions. Nothing?
Oh, can I make a comment? I mean, this is the second year. If it runs for a third year, we should investigate upping the 12 cents. Or is it 0.12 cents? I reckon. That should be taken into consideration. I know we're going to go again in March, aren't we? I think to talk about this.
This recommendation here is only from now until the 20th of February.
Yes.
This current agreement expires at the end of this month, end of January.
Yep.
So this is just an extension for the first 19 or 20 days of February, so that there will be another application coming to the council for our full consideration for a 12-month extension or 2 years or whatever it is that Dara wished to, and that's when we can discuss all
the rates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex, are you clear on all of that?
Yes, I heard that, Mr. President, and if that gets us through the next month, that'll be, yep, information good.
Right. So we have the recommendation there. We've moved and seconded. Are there any dissenters to the particular recommendation? If not, I declare carried by 4-0. Now we have one other item of business. Which is item 6.1. Now I'll ask someone to move that, please. Thanks, Helene. A seconder. Thanks, John. and I'll open for discussion. Please note that Justin's just entered. Just for your information, all this meeting is being video and audio recorded.
That's right.
So that's why we've sort of been a little bit more explicit. So we've first item's been dealt with and passed. We're now on item 6.1. And perhaps I'll hand over to the Chief Executive Officer Acting or Aaron to explain it a little bit further, please.
Be him.
Or be Helen then, yeah.
Yes, so we're just asking that Council authorise us releasing a tender exemption for the information and communication technology contractor, the managed services that we currently have. It was, the contract expired last year with a 12-month extension, which expires next month, March. We thought we would be able to go for requesting the tender documents through the CEO, but further investigation found that we actually can't do that under the tender exempt for the pricing. So hence why it's coming to council.
Question, Helen?
So is it a time frame thing in that you can't have this all done by the time our February meeting rolls around to the council to consider, because usually council would consider the tenders? Can you just explain a bit more about?
Yes. Yeah. So we just deal, because it's such a in-depth tender document, just giving the suppliers sufficient time to be able to get their documents together, and then for us also to review the evaluation. The time frame unfortunately doesn't. We could bring it back to have a special meeting in March if council wants to do that. I think we had enough time in that. I think, yeah.
Comment I'd like to make is these sort of things, rather than coming to a special meeting, because you knew or you know that they're coming, try and bring them a bit earlier, so, you know, to fit in with the normal meeting schedule.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to have these special meetings for something that, you know, is turning up. So, Helen?
One more question, Mr. President. So if in the office the recommendation it says 320,000, if the tenders are beyond that, will it come to council anyway, back to council? Okay.
Correct. And we will try and negotiate with current contractors to extend current agreement.
The main issue that we have is if our contract runs out and the existing supplier doesn't want to pay more, we're in a bidder.
Yeah. Any further questions? Alex, do you have any questions?
I'm still a bit baffled by how much money's being spent here and what it's being spent on.
Bearing in mind that sum total is over a 5-year period, it's $60,000 a year. That's what the request is here. Hopefully, it's less. But yeah, it's a 5-year contract. So that takes it over the threshold whereby you have to call tenders and has to go back to the council rather than just be a CEO endorsed action.
So my own three job, we will be under the threshold and you'd be doing this yourself, or is it on something?
Yes, so the contract is for a 3-year with a proposed 2-year extension. So we've got to take into consideration the whole 5 years.
And it probably would be worthwhile only contract for 3 years. I think a 5-year term is appropriate for this.
With an extension, but if the local government only would consider the extension. Yep.
Okay, there's any further questions? I'll now ask, are there any dissenters to that recommendation? If not, it's carried. 5-0. Okay, I thank everyone for their attendance. We'll see you on the 19th of February for a full concept forum and council meeting. Thank you.